We begin in Africa, in Zimbabwe. There were fresh signs of unrest today as businesses were shut down and streets were deserted in the capital, Harare. Beefed up security forces were charged with stopping anti-government protests prompted by charges of corruption and economic hardship. It was a similar scene in Bulawayo, the country's second largest city. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints and roads leading into the capital. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's electoral commission to run for a third term in an election set for the end of October. Political opponents say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election win in 2010. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. This in the wake of the worsening coronavirus situation in autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law that Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies that it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but the disqualified candidates include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary, a vote held by the opposition camp this month. It is the start of Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast its dark shadow over the occasion as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. This is VOA News. Worldwide, the coronavirus death toll is 674,000, with a case count of 17.